Welcome to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and our guest today is founding director of Crossroads Career Network, Brian Ray. Brian, welcome back to Money Life.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Well, I've said before, I just love what you're all about, helping people through decisive moments in their careers. God's given you a special gift at this, Brian. How long have you been doing it?
25 years.
And you've done it in very big ways, including a career with Chick-fil-A.
Yes. In fact, that was a big part of actually taking the time to start a ministry. And that was that we had 10,000 people a year trying to get on board with us, and we were going to pick 100. So I thought, that's 9,900 people, being the math whiz that I am, that are going to go away with no fulfillment at all. Wouldn't it be great if there was something that might help them through the process and find the place that God has reserved for them?
Yeah, absolutely, Brian. Well, I know the numbers are pretty staggering, 10 million unemployed right now, and I think another 70 or 75 million that surveys say are miserably employed. And you've got a new category that you've just discovered, right?
Yeah, the nervously employed.
And how many is that?
That is actually about a third of everybody who is currently working is believing that within the year, they're going to have to go look for a job.
Wow. And so nervously employed is a sign of our time, isn't it?
It is. It is.
Well, Brian, we're going to talk about networking to find hidden jobs.
Right.
That's key, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Most of the jobs that get filled are never listed anywhere. So if you see a job posting, look not just at the job, look at the company, because if they have one they've posted, they probably have another 10 that they haven't gotten to the posting part yet. So those are the ones that are hidden. So you have to go hunt them down.
Well, absolutely. And that's what we're going to talk about today, Brian,
right.
Because we get letters like this. And I particularly am moved by this letter from a listener who said, in January, I was laid off from my job in construction. I'd been employed for 6 years. Previously, I worked for a major company as a technician for 20 years. I'm having a very difficult time getting any interviews. The Lord has really blessed me, even though right now I feel like a failure as a provider. Do you have any suggestions? I've been networking with every family member I can, some people at church, and I even started to play softball again in our church league just to try to make some contacts. Well, Brian, my heart goes out to this person. I just feel great empathy for anybody listening who feels like a failure as a provider. And I know the enemy beats us up, and I want us to give them the encouragement and the skills today to find the job that God wants them to have. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be back with Brian Ray.
Running a successful business in this very challenging economy takes more than hard work and a business degree. It takes time-proven principles of leadership, decision-making, and people skills, and a coach to help you navigate these uncharted waters. Business by the Book brings the brightest minds in history to bear on the most important issues facing your business today. Business by the Book provides a step-by-step outline from God's Word on topics such as hiring and firing, pay increases and promotions, management team selection, and much more. Authored by well-known financial expert Larry Burkett, Business by the Book offers a biblical worldview to businesses of all types. Whether you're a startup or an established firm, Business by the Book will coach you through important decisions and guide you each step of the way from God's Word. Business by the Book is available now at crown.org. That's crown.org. Log on, order your copy, and begin enjoying the satisfaction of running your business by the book today.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. And Brian, today we're talking about networking for hidden jobs. Let's start with the definition of networking. Make it real basic. What is it?
Well, networking is simply contacting somebody with the intent of having them refer you to other people who will refer you to other people who will refer you to other people who will say, wow, we are looking for somebody just like you to help us with this particular job or assignment or whatever it might be. And so that's the definition of networking. It's networking for hidden jobs, but operationally it's networking through personal referrals.
Okay, so with the internet world and all these gigantic websites out there with, you know, so many jobs you can't even imagine how you could not have one. There's so many listed there. Has that replaced networking by just going to a website and surfing on on the web?
Right. You've actually hit on two things. In the whole searching arena, first there is searching online, then there is on-the-ground networking, and then there is the power of prayer that undergirds it all. So there's really three things that are going on. And one of the other operational things that you need to do is you're not only looking, but you're also seeing. So imagine you have two eyes for a reason. You have a plan for what you're looking for, but also be alert to see with your other eye something that God may be bringing you that doesn't fit your plan. But it really does, because it's his plan. So networking is key in the middle of that. That's where you find most of the jobs, because they're not listed anywhere.
And why is that, Brian? Why are they hidden?
For example, employers really want to hire people that they either know or that they know somebody that knows somebody. And the reason why is I have confidence that that person is who they say they are. I can make phone calls to check them out with people that I know who know, et cetera. So there's a high preference for hiring people that you kind of have a personal referral or rapport with. If they come via the web, you don't know anything. You start from zero. And there's all this due diligence and testing and referencing, and it you may or may not. So now, the last place they actually go look is by posting online.
So they don't want a long line of strangers applying for a job. They
Correct.
Want people that are somewhat pre-qualified.
Yes.
They're a warm lead. They look like they're a good fit before they're even really going to put their time or energy into it.
We did a study. I worked at Chick-fil-A for a while. We did a study because we had all these 10,000 people trying to get on board. The study was to figure out what is the one or two or three things that would help us figure out who would be the best match and get hired and do well in the company. One fact stuck out above all else.
And what was that?
Personal referral. If somebody had a personal referral to someone in our company, then they were ready for this 42 times more likely to get hired and to do well.
Well, that makes all the sense in the world to me. In fact, I recently got an email from a friend who had seen a job listing at a very major ministry. In fact, I don't mind saying it was a job listing that focused on the family.
Mm-hmm.
And this friend emailed me and said, by the way, I know you. Do you know anybody at Focus on the Family?
Perfect. That is a great illustration of networking through personal referrals.
Because what he wanted me to do was to help open the door, and I was happy to do that. In fact, I do know some people quite well at Focus on the Family. They're good friends of ours. And I thought he was doing a good thing at trying to warm up his opportunities to get in the door there.
Right.
Can anyone network, Brian? Is there a special skill to this? Do you have to be outgoing, type A? Do you have to be, dramatic to be a networker?
Well, you don't have to be dramatic. But there are skills that you can learn that will be very helpful. And first of all, there is this wonderful organization called Toastmasters, and they got clubs all over the United States, and you learn how to talk to people that you don't know about almost anything at any time. So I highly recommend, if you are introverted, you don't feel comfortable calling or talking to people you don't know, go find a Toastmasters group, join in. You'll sweat beads when you first go through doing that, but you'll feel comfortable, you'll learn skills, and that is extremely helpful. Is it something that anybody can learn to do? Absolutely, but it takes practicing the right things and just keep doing it, and all of a sudden it pops. And some people have been very introverted, they're very task-focused, they just, you know, really need to be alone for a large amount of times before they go out into a social atmosphere. And they find that once they get the skills, they really like it. And they make new friends, they make new associates, and oh, by the way, they might get hired because of that.
Well, Brian, that should give most everybody the motivation to learn to network. But is there a certain fear of rejection behind all that, where you're just a little bit nervous that if you start telling people what you're looking for, that it's going to be embarrassing?
You know, one of the things that's so helpful is that rather than telling people what you're looking for, what you want, you tell them that you're looking to help someone else in a work environment. So I'm an accountant. I'm looking for a controller that I can help you know, put in a new system to make their books balance faster, make it more accurate, et cetera, and so forth. And so that flips it around that I'm looking to help someone else in an employment situation. So that changes the dynamics. Number two, you're going to suffer rejection not because they object to you. It's because they've got something else on their plate. They're busy, et cetera, and so forth. So you be very thoughtful about their time. Be as quick as possible. And when they say, well, gee, I can't think of anything. Go away. You bother me, kid. Whatever it is they might say, you don't have to take that personally. It's not about you. It's about them.
Are there fields or jobs themselves that are better to network for than others?
The answer is yes and no. No, because every job, even my dad comes to mind. When he got out of grad school, he got his very first job because of a personal referral. And the very next job, he only had two out of 45 years. and the next job was a personal referral. By the way, he's a scientist. He's a biologist, botanist. I mean, he's all about things and growing crops and, you know, all that sort of stuff. So it works for any job, any occupation, any industry. However, people-related jobs, there's a lot more fluidity. It happens a lot more, and that could be sales. It could be human resources. Anything where the interaction, customer service, is person-to-person, that more naturally flows. But for someone who's in a technical or more introverted kind of job function, because you can do this networking and you connect with people and talk to people, that makes you more outstanding. So it works for all jobs.
Yeah, there's no downside to it, is there, Brian?
No, there's zero downside. As a matter of fact, it will help you once you get the job, because why? You have this skill of being able to talk to anybody anytime about anything, and that is so helpful no matter what job you're doing.
Well, today we're talking to Brian Ray about this very important and timely topic in our culture today, networking for hidden jobs. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back. I'm Chuck Bentley. You're listening to Money Life.
Having trouble keeping up with the latest job trends? Not sure where you fit into the marketplace of the 21st century? Well, let me introduce you to a revolutionary career assessment system based on the timeless truth of the Bible, Career Direct from Crown Financial Ministries. Career Direct is designed to help you maximize your God-given talents by focusing on the four critical components in career selection: personality, interests, skills, and values. Most other career guidance tools only analyze a couple of those. Thanks to cutting-edge technology, this comprehensive assessment can be completed in about an hour. And since it's online, once you're done, Career Direct will give you a thorough but easy-to-read personalized report. If you'd like to join the over 120,000 people who have already benefited from using Career Direct, go to crown.org. Find out where God intends for you to fit into the workforce of the 21st century by using the Career Direct Complete Guidance System at crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and today is career expert Brian Ray on this incredibly important topic of networking to find hidden careers. Brian, you said earlier that this new category of nervously employed is right. About a third of the people. Is it okay to network for another job if you think you're going to be laid off?
It's okay to network for another job all the time, because you never know what's next. And it's just good stewardship, because networking is, we mentioned before, it's not so much about what you're trying to get. It's as much about building relationships and helping others. That is a no-lose position. In fact, companies want you to be doing that because it advances their cause.
But that doesn't mean that you use the company email or the company phone lines and company time. It just means you're aware and you're actively collecting names and contacts, right?
Absolutely. And you're helping them along the way. So you join the associations you in your specialty, be it industry or be it occupation or even an avocation, and you build relationships and you help them, whatever they're doing. And if there are situations where you happen to see something, you want to make another introduction, it's easy to ask.
Okay.
Big point. Do not use company email for personal gain.
Yeah. That almost sounds like a verse, does it?
Yes, it does. It's the book of second opinions.
Okay, well, let's say that I'm in sales. A lot of people are in sales, and I want to network for a better opportunity.
Right.
Work me through that. How would I go about being prepared for a better opportunity while continuing to do my job well?
Right. No, that's really a great question. Number one, you always start with family and friends to kind of build up your confidence and get the ball rolling. Number two, sales is like everywhere. Every organization needs salespeople. They may not be called salespeople, but somebody's got to persuade someone else. So there are subclusters, even career groups, that's what they meet every week to try to help one another. There are sales training companies that you can go to them and network through those guys. Sales consulting companies, same thing. So always be aware of being around other groups of people. One, for example, we have 100 locations sponsored by churches where there are career groups, and the purpose is for networking and meeting and helping one another, and that's what that's all about. Go to as many of those as possible. Be on the alert for those that are just for sales and marketing sort of positions.
And what are those groups called, Brian?
Crossroads Career Network, and they are sometimes called networking groups, support groups, and a special one is Christ-Centered Career Groups. We call them C3G.
And those are being hugely effective right now, aren't
they?
Oh,
yes. Oh, yes.
And you make that resource available for people who actually want to minister in this area in their local church, right?
Absolutely.
So let's talk to the person who's listening, and they say, wow, I could do that in my own church. What steps would they need to take?
Well, all I need to do is come to crossroadscareer.org. They'll find a button that says churches. They can click on that, and they'll see that we have prepackaged programs. Everything is all worked out where they can start a ministry in their church. And it's all volunteer. It is easy on the church, and it is unbelievably helpful not only to people in the congregation, but also the community, particularly at this point in time.
And you don't have to have a big group to do it, right,
no.
Brian?
We have some that are just a half a dozen guys get together, and they start meeting, and they help one another, and then another comes, et cetera, and so forth. So they range all the way from let's say a half a dozen to several hundred.
And we'll have a link to Crossroads Career on our website at crown.org,
right.
So listeners can go simply to crown.org and find you and find out how to get this ministry started in their church. But let's go back to the individual. Let's
you
suppose
bet.
I'm shy. Let's suppose I'm intimidated by all
yep.
this. What do I do to overcome that? Because I've got to do something to get unstuck.
Right. Actually, the first and most important thing to do is spend a huge chunk of time alone with the Lord and take notes and be encouraged. And then thoughts that you have that comes out of that time, go do those thoughts. And some of them might sound a little crazy, like go to the mall and meet 10 people, or who knows what it could be. But getting connected with the Lord, abiding in Him, gives you wisdom, it gives you strength, it gives you courage you otherwise would not have. So starting alone with Him, frankly, every morning is a good idea before you go out to anyone else. And there's something, when you're in the zone with the Lord, there is something attracting about you, and it's really not about you, it's really about Him. But He's beginning to peek through who you are in order to manifest who He is, and that brings other people to you.
Oh, I love that advice, Brian. It reminded me of what George Mueller said, because he was somewhat of a scientist, a little bit of an engineer about his own use of time, and he said he studied it, and if he spent an hour in Bible study and prayer and worked 6 hours, he got more done than if he didn't do the hour of Bible study and prayer and worked 8 hours.
Absolutely.
Because we tend to not believe that, but it is true. So, Brian, what are the rules of etiquette for networking? What are some of the things I shouldn't do?
Well, one of the things is never misrepresent yourself. Secondly, be courteous and thoughtful about the other person's time. Because sometimes a person will say, yeah, I'll talk to you, and then you just won't stop talking. And all of a sudden, 5 minutes becomes 15, and they're about to bump into another appointment. So be thoughtful in those time when you get them on the phone. Say, is this a good time, or would another time be better? Well, actually, I'm in the middle of something. Maybe a letter would be good. What's a good time for me to call? And then you execute that way. So being thoughtful, being honest, and being very straightforward about what it is. Some people say, well, I can't get past the secretary or voicemail or, you know, those kind of things. Just leave the voicemail. It is what it is. Just be thoughtful of the time. Say as much as you can with as few words as possible.
You know, your example reminded me of something I did years ago. I couldn't get through to somebody I wanted to see, and so I left them a voice message that said, "This is the fourth time that I've attempted to get in touch with you, and I hope, if nothing else, you realize I'm persistent, I'm faithful, and I do really want to see you. Could you call me back?"
And?
They call me right back. It worked.
Yeah. There's two reasons. They appreciated your persistence, and they went, "The only way to stop this guy."
Well, Brian, it's been great having you today. I hope you'll come back.
Thank you. I'd be glad to.
You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back.
Are you over 50 and thinking about retirement? Well, if you want to actually experience retirement one day, you have to plan for it. And we have a book that'll tell you how. It's Your Money After the Big 5-0, written by Crown Financial Ministries co-founder Larry Burkett and financial planner Ron Blue. Your Money After the Big 5-0 will equip you with biblical wisdom and practical advice for succeeding in the second half of life, having a fully funded retirement, and being free to serve the Lord. And you'll learn about the importance of finishing strong and leaving a legacy of stewardship to your children and grandchildren. If you're ready to put together a financial plan for a retirement that'll honor God and give you wealth that'll last, get a copy of Your Money After the Big 5-0 right now at crown.org. Your Money After the Big 5-0 by Larry Burkett and Ron Blue is available online at crown.org. That's crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and I don't know about you, but I am always encouraged by Brian Ray. He's got great energy, a great attitude, and he is a real pro. I hope you've really been blessed by the things he shared with us today. And I know networking is difficult for many people, but I want to give you some of my own personal perspective. From a biblical standpoint, I believe it's perfectly justified to be actively networking and to help others network as long as you're following the golden rule. The golden rule is Luke 6:31, "Do unto others as you would have them do unto you." Many years ago, as we were thinking about a possible economic crisis, a friend of mine told me something that I think is so true. We don't have to wait for an economic meltdown. When a friend or family member or just someone you know in your church goes through a job loss, they are experiencing economic crisis. For the most part, people are in shock. They're embarrassed. Sometimes they don't know who to talk to. So there's a great opportunity for you to be the person that helps them. And what's happening, if you treat them the way you would want to be treated, you're actually building a network of friends yourself in the event it ever happens to you. So if you encounter someone in your walk of life who's lost a job, someone that you know, reach out to them. And here's what I would recommend that you do. First of all, take it very seriously. Understand that they need someone to love them and care for them and to really be genuinely interested in helping them. Secondly, I would offer to pray with them. And then once you've prayed with them, ask them, "How can I help you?" And then be sure you understand it and go about doing something to actually help them. Send out an email to your friends, make a few phone calls, whatever it is that you can actually do, and then send a follow-up email to the person you're trying to help and encourage them. Say something like, "I prayed for you today. I've made a call on your behalf. I sent your resume to my boss." Whatever it may be, just keep them encouraged. And then if they help you, if they do something to help you in your networking needs or your job search, thank them and develop a friendship. And then if you get hired first, don't leave them behind. Stay with them and treat them the way you would want to be treated. And speaking of network, I've got an idea for you. Invite someone else to listen to Money Life. That's a great way to network, and it would be a blessing to them to get their finances in order right now. I got the idea from one of our listeners named Carrie, who sent me an email asking me a question. And after her signature at the very bottom of her email, there's a link that says, in big red letters, have financial questions? Crown Financial Ministries' mission is to equip people worldwide to learn, apply, and teach God's financial principles. Check out their 30-minute weekday talk program on God's principles of money. Click here to listen to Money Life. I thought that was great networking. I hope you'll network on behalf of God's cause by telling your friends about us. You've been listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and we'll be back again next time.